So last episode,
Tim, maybe shut the fuck up.
Tim just tried to take control.
I'm the DM now.
I've been studying the adventure path without your knowledge.
Yeah, you're doing a terrible job.
Everyone gets two levels.
So I changed things. So what does that matter? Anyway, y'all are some tricky snakes, tricksy hobbitses. These are stupid illusion spells, Kelly.
What? Yeah, just yell at Kelly.
Around these dragon pillars.
What illusions?
I know, right?
The real illusion.
The one you made.
The real illusion was in our hearts the whole time.
The real illusion is that they didn't write how to deal with illusions with the dragon pillars.
Yeah. Huh.
So we talked a bit off air because completely nullifying the dragon pillars during the fights in the previous episodes, would it really make this adventure that fun?
I think it's great.
For me, is what I meant. Make it much fun for me. Well. So what we were talking about it, one of the things that we realized was that, it does block the vision that is required to that is required for the reaction from the I-beams from the dragon pillars. Because it is an attack roll, and I was looking on Reddit and some forums and shit like that, we decided that there should be a 50% mischance with the I-beams coming out. Hmm. So it was it's still a really good idea to do the illusion wall. It just won't completely nullify it until you try to, like, interact with the pillar by tipping it over.
Right, and the main reason for this is because, like, the pillar's not actually looking, because it's a pillar.
Yeah.
It senses around it, so it's because it's a hazard, and its trigger is, it senses something within 120 feet or whatever its distances, like, it knows you're there, even if it can't see you. So that was our compromise.
I mean, that makes sense.
So things are changing here on out.
Oh, no.
We're going to have some harder times.
You guys are going to feel the wrath of Dahawk.
We're all dead now.
We've already felt that with the whole, like, trap thing. So can we just move on?
No. So from now on, when you guys go to attack these pillars, there is the 120-foot range, which I might have stated that range before. If not, it's 120 feet.
Yeah.
That they can sense out to.
Jeez.
Within that, it will get its attacks off. It does have it only gets one attack around because it's a routine one action. So, but it will be detecting, and if it senses one of you behind that stupid illusionary wall, it's going to try to get a strike on you.
Huh. That's fair.
So, I'm excited, guys. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really happy with where we're taking it now.
I'm sure he'll never hit.
As we
definitely,
and also we all learned.
Ooh, what's that to attack? Oof! Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You've only caused Benson to go blind once.
Twice, technically. And confused.
Confused. Oh.
I'm just trying, asshole.
Yeah, the other thing was from the last one. Clearly those guys were mind controlled. That was a chance. There was a chance that you guys could have been under mind control.
Really afraid that Benson with a failure would be mind controlled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I made an amazing roll there. Like, what happened?
You got a 28, right?
Yeah,
28.
You got a success, but it critically succeeded. So you got one degree one degree worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or it got one degree better.
It's insane. Like,
If you had failed, it would have been a critical success.
Benson's fighting Kezra at this point. Bad news.
We'll cross that bridge.
If that ever happens.
No, we don't ever have to cross that bridge. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to skip across that bridge.
Shut up, Jake.
So I am curious. If you crit failed, would it just enthral? Or?
Oh, with that last one?
Yes. Because he just regular failed.
I mean, you destroyed it, so I guess I'll get it.
Okay. We're not
critical failure. If you critical failure on your part, the target is controlled by the dragon pillar.
Oh, there we go.
And remains within 60 feet of it at all times. Defending the dragon pillar.
Okay.
While a target is controlled, it is treated as an ally. A controlled creature can attempt a new will save once every 24 hours escape the control.
God damn.
But doing so automatically causes the dragon pillar to attack it with a new I-beam.
God damn.
Wow.
If you Is it like if you close your eyes, do you like avert?
No, and that was actually one of the things that we talked about, was because we were like, oh, but it's a I was considering it a gaze. Right. It's not a gaze. It is laser beams. It's Superman laser beams out of its eyeball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want... because it's coming from a set of eyes, we're like, oh, it's a gaze, but it actually doesn't see and it isn't a gaze.
It's sensing. Yeah.
It's just a statue.
Yep.
Yeah. That shoots lasers.
Got it.
But now it's going to shoot lasers from behind an illusionary box.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You know what I imagine it in? I picked up Breath of the Wild again for the anniversary. I started playing on Master Mode.
Mm-hmm.
We started dying on Master Mode.
No, I'm really good. Whenever Hannah watches me play, because like it'll be Hannah and then my daughter. And then we'll be they'll just be like watching me play and stuff. And I was like, I'm going to go fight Guardians. And, you know, this is like the beginning of the game. And Hannah's like, I don't really think you have enough weapons to, like, chuck it down. I was like, watch me. So I go up, and then I just stand in front of one until it notices me. It shoots a laser. I parry it back.
Oh. Also fun.
Just died.
Fun thing.
You broke your shield, though, right?
No.
No, if you parry it.
If you parry
it
perfectly,
yeah.
it doesn't break the shield.
Oh, wow.
Also, fun thing is, if the ones that run around, if you get, like, right up on their legs, you can cut their legs off.
Yeah.
And tip them over.
Yep. Yeah, and then they die instantly for whatever reason.
And they're like,
But yeah, I just imagine that these dragon pillars are shooting lasers that do various things, but it sounds like that.
So we just need to parry perfectly.
Yeah, you gotta parry it really
Vincent.
Well.
Hey, you never gave me the option to slap back the laser with my shield.
I have never played Breath of the Wild. So
I'm sad.
I'm gonna buy you a Switch.
I've never owned a Nintendo product besides Game Boy.
It's a shame.
That makes me sad.
The Switch is genuinely probably like my favorite system.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love all the games that I have for it. I mean, Mario Kart 8, we play that a lot. And I mean, there's a bunch of indie games that they have on there
now. Like Blue Fire.
What's funny is I tell people I don't own any Nintendo products or haven't played Breath of the Wild. And every single one of them say, I'm going to buy you a Switch.
That's true.
My cousin
That's
has
true.
Said it.
Yeah.
I've had multiple people say, I'm going to buy you a Switch.
But still no Switch.
I have no Switch. So I'm waiting for someone to the demon
is this
to
like
enough.
Is this like the new podcast like
Kelly,
thing we got to do?
Buy Kelly a Switch.
Yeah.
And everybody says Breath of the Wild so good, but...
No, Mario Odyssey is better.
But the Breath of the Wild?
Yeah.
They're different games.
It's very different games.
I mean, the Mario Odyssey was the flagship title, so it is a very, very good game.
Very good. Yeah. And whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Kyle's like, I never played any games, so...
I don't have to have an opinion.
But I'm going to arbitrarily take a side. I'm going to take John's side.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that it's not a great game. I just think they're different games. It's a 3D platformer versus an action-adventure.
Yeah. That's true. But if you want an action-adventure, play Dark Souls. Don't be a pussy.
That's true.
Or you could just play Breath of the Wild and Master Mode. Pretty much Dark Souls.
The Dark Souls of Zelda games.
Or you could play Pathfinder 2E with the boys.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like talking about video games. Could we just...
Yeah.
We are now a video game talk podcast.
Yeah, we're going to switch it up for episode 34.
Only talks about five-year-old titles.
Everyone's like, when are they getting across the river? No, not this episode. We're just talking.
I am 12 years too late to talk about video games.
I played Heroes with you.
Yeah, I remember those days.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
The simpler times when I used to work at the restaurant until like midnight, come home, stumble out of bed at 10 a.m., play Heroes of the Storm with Kel till we had to go to work again.
Those were good days.
Days are gone.
And Heroes is shit.
Yeah, does anybody play it anymore?
No.
I still genuinely enjoy the game. I can't log on without seeing just racist vitriol.
It's a really bad community.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's just awful. I like get on and all of a sudden I'm just like, wow, that I hate reading everything.
That's a lot of 10-year-olds saying words that they don't really understand.
MMO stands for Mass Morons Online.
Yeah.
I heard a friend of mine had a T-shirt that said, MMORPG stands for Mostly Men Online Roleplaying as Girls.
Yeah, yikes. That's dangerously true.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Fun.
But any of you guys are roleplaying girls in this game. As you all wake up...
Give me
up,
some time.
I mean, I'll kill Benson, see what happens. You guys wake up the next morning with the new information that there is most of the pillars that you are looking for are to the south. The closest one, from what the Gripply Green Speaker, I forget what it was called, the magical Gripply, they told you that there is one to the southeast.
Okay. We'll head there.
Yep.
Seems like a good place to start.
Okay. We've got a direction to go.
And this is when Jake's like, oh, and you spawn right next to the tower. Ha ha.
They were spawn camping us the entire time.
Woke up. They put another pillar up in the night. Like,
God damn it!
Like the people of the Hawk, they don't attack us. They just
They just Fortnite build a pillar really quick.
Like what?
Chick 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 chick.
You guys wake up in the morning.
Who made the survival check?
I did.
Okay. Elkwood.
Good. Good. Good.
Glad we have a ranger.
Yes, very.
I know. Survival's not the best skill yet, though.
It's better than mine.
Yeah, but yeah. Definitely better than all of ours.
Yeah.
I rolled a 4.
You're probably the only one trained in survival.
I'm trained.
Okay. He's trained, too.
It doesn't make sense.
You're wise.
City
you're
boy, like, banker, trained in camping.
Hey, part of survival is knowing where to get food, and the pizza place is right up the street. No, it's a good guy. Tony owns it.
Guys, we can just Postmates this shit. I don't know why are you talking about hunting animals?
The Church of Adalar went on their quarterly camping trips in Chaliax.
The retreats.
Our retreats. Yeah.
You have to hike 10 miles until we get to the retreat, and it's like a luxurious, like, one of those mountain cabins. Yes.
Or it's one of those sweat lodge things where you die after. Don't worry about it.
This is a bonding activity.
Exactly.
It's a promoting synergy within.
Adalar always hated them.
You have to die before you can live.
Trustful. There's like this acolyte. I'm pretty sure his name was like, what did I give his name? I think I named him Peter or something. Just like, he just really hated that guy. And he was just always pissing him off. Like, Peter was always trying to like, oh, Adalar, do you want me to, you know, do this? And be like, I can take care of it, it's fine. And he just got so fed up. And then when he got the reassignment, which, you know, who knows if we'll ever learn why Adalar got the reassignment, Peter was like, oh, I guess I'll be taking your place. And Adalar was just like, oh, I'm finally glad to be away from that guy.
Is Peter the one guy in your office you just, like, can't stand going to a meeting with?
Oh, yeah. He's like always asking questions that everyone knows the answers to.
He's the one the meeting's about to be at, and he's just like, I have a question, if you can.
Wait a minute. Why are we having these meetings at 9 o'clock? It's because we get into work at 9 o'clock, Reggie.
Oh, jeez.
So what are you guys doing?
Southeast. Jake's like, are you sure?
are you sure?
We don't trust the frog people. Yeah.
You begin marching southeast. As you begin marching, you hear you get about halfway there. Through the canopy, you can see going further southeast that there is in fact some smoke coming from the direction that you're going.
Lovely.
Oh, snap. All right.
So, with using that, you are able to make pretty good time afterwards.
Is it like a lot of smoke, or is it just like a little bit?
It doesn't look like there's like a forest fire. It looks like working smoke, I guess, is the best way to put
it. Okay. But more smoke than like a typical campfire.
Yeah. Okay. But most definitely.
I guess it would seem that we might be stepping into a larger outpost than the small ones we've encountered, and judging by the smoke, there's probably more enemies about.
Elk is going to look and see if there's any tracks. Like, he's going to stealth ahead.
Go ahead and make a
survival.
Yep, and make survival.
14, alright. That is a 22. He's like inspecting to see if it's like charcoal tracks.
You do see some charcoal. You also see what looks to be like small humanoid lizard or like reptilian type tracks. You also see what looks to be some like You also see what also look to be like boggard, but there is a bit of traffic that has been coming in and out of here, in these directions.
Do they look recent? Like just this morning?
No, last week or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah, time yeah, has passed.
Yep.
All right. He's going to actually report back. So there seems to be quite a bit of foot traffic up ahead. You said boggard?
Yeah, there looks to be some boggard tracks. There looks to be some of the Charver call. And like I said, it looks like small reptilian, almost like kobold.
Then when it would appear that we are on the right path.
Yes, there seems to be quite a group up ahead then. Three different types so that I've identified right now. And I would suggest, but they seem old. The tracks, they seem roughly about a week. I would say let's stay off to the sides just to be safe.
Fair enough.
They might be leading troops.
Lead the wave. You need invisibility. It's always ready.
Thank you. And he's going to take that invisibility, actually. It feels like it's going to be safe to do that.
Okay. So you're still a hex away from that smoke. I'm just telling you that like they do pass through here because they built the dragon pillars. You assume that's probably maybe that's what was going on there.
Hold on to the invisibility for a moment. Didn't realize how far we are.
So as you guys are walking through, and you. Moving everybody.
Oh no.
Stop touching your token. I'm touching it.
I'm being moved by an unseen force.
You're walking through the woods on your way there. You've seen some tracks. You know that they pass through here at the most a week ago. As you're tracking them, Oakwood, how far in front of them are you? Or are you still scouting ahead, or are you back?
I would say scouting ahead, probably about 40 feet.
40 feet or so, okay. So let me go ahead and move you 40 feet.
Stealthing.
I need all of you to make perception checks.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was fucking lousy.
I did pretty fucking good there. Pull up my sheet. Okay. About as good as I could do without a natural 20, so I think we're good.
Alright. Okay, what'd you get?
12. I rolled shit.
That was not great. Benson?
28.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Natural 1.
Oh, fuck.
Adelar?
20.
So, Adelar and Benson. As you're walking through, you're facing forward, but you can't help but see that you're hearing footsteps behind you.
Oh, snap.
Oh, what?
And you look back. You don't see anything for a second. But then you see something shuffle. And then five figures come darting out of the woods at you.
Oh,
there are four boggards and one Charaka.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Bring it on.
Let's go. Fucking A. Dude, that shuffling sound was perfectly
that
placed.
Was.
I know, that was really good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That was a very good timing on that.
Oh, behind us.
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny.
As they jump out, they go... You will pay for destroying property of Dark.
It was the frog people. They did it.
Do not lie to me. They were slaves. Oh. Everyone roll initiative, please.
I guess. Oh, that works. I will take it. What did he do?
Nat 1.
Oh, boy. Elk, what'd you get?
28.
All right. Kezer?
17.
Adelar?
23.
Mencius, said you got a 91 for?
A fucking great 11.
Yeah.
Gotta have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elk, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm just trying to look here. The range of a bow should be able to hit them, correct?
Yeah, your short bow, I would think so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the exact range is, like 120 feet.
But no, we've got the long bow. I think a short bow is 80 feet? Am I gonna look it up for you?
Yeah, I thought it would have it in my sheet, but it's not giving me the information. Well, no, yep. Wow.
60 feet. Jeez. Yikes.
That is actually...
So, awful. From where you are, it'd be a -2 to hit. Yeah. Oh, no. Hunt Prey allows you to shoot that's outside right. Your first range.
Yeah. That is righty.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Hunt Prey lets you... It basically doubles your range on a creature.
That's awesome.
That you hunt.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay, so first action, he is going to move back here, though, like right here. He should be able to have that. And second action, hunt prey on monkey. And third action, let's loose an arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Natural one.
Oh. Wow.
Brutal.
You're kidding me.
Jeez.
These dice. These
man.
Fun dice.
Do you need another set of dice?
I have like a lot of d20s. I'm just going through them.
Damn.
I was like, yeah.
Okay, well, that's an interesting one. It's actually really going to be beneficial to you.
Hmm.
Tunnel vision for 3 rounds.
I have to attack him.
You gain a +1 circumstance bonus to attack rolls, however you are flat-footed.
Interesting.
So, okay.
You are the farthest one, so it's not...
+1 to attack and just flat-footed.
Yeah, you're that's not bad.
Foregoing your defenses, but you really want to shoot these people.
Yeah. Well,
okay, all right.
I'm just hoping Benson and Kezra just rush in there.
Nope, we're going to run away and let them surround you.
With their movement speed.
All right. Is there anything else you can do?
That was all three, actually.
That was all three. These creatures that have tried to sneak up behind you, one of them, the Charrakot in particular, looks to be in priestly robes.
Oh, no.
And he slams his fist into the ground. Wait, he doesn't do that. He rears back his head, and fire begins coming out as he shoots a 30-foot cone. He walks up to you guys.
I was about to say.
30 feet? All right, sure.
Gets up to you. 30-foot cone.
So I'm out of range.
Quick question, Jake.
Yep.
With my new paladin ability, able to use my shield, can I defend Adelar in front of me?
Does it help with reflex saves?
I mean, I don't believe it does, but if I can just shove my shield in his face and give him -7 because of the hardness.
That's only for like attacks, though. It's not.
Okay,
it's not
that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
As he unleashes this gout of flame onto you all, I need you all to make a reflex save. All
right, even me.
No.
Nice. Oh, I am fine, John. I'm so fine.
I'm pretty fine too.
We shall see.
He's like everyone gets crit fails. Special ability.
What did the three of you roll?
Reflex +7. That's. I mean, it was like a 23.
23. That is a success.
Okay.
20.
That is a failure.
28.
That is a success.
You're on your feet.
Uh huh.
Moving.
So out of the 7d6 fire damage that I rolled, 24 points of damage. So if you succeed, you take half.
Got it. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Fire, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So you got resistance, don't you?
No.
Oh.
Didn't cast that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And the boggards run up directly in front of you all.
Oh, that's definitely... I just... Why aren't you fucking fighting me?
Come get me, guys.
In the back.
And I'm going fucking last.
So they'll get club swings on you, Kezzer. 21 to hit?
Yep.
I can't even retro-strike you.
11 points of damage?
Why not?
You're 10 feet away from me.
Well, you can do it, you just won't get the attack of
opportunity. I get the bonus from retributive strike, you don't get the hit.
Yep. Okay, then take it.
I will. how much damage?
11.
And how much DR do I get?
6.
Cool.
Next one. 18.
Miss.
28.
Hit.
12 points of damage. And then a miss on the last one.
Okay.
After them, it comes to Adalar. It's your turn.
Yes. Okay. Enemy steps up. Adalar was a little bit tentative because he's like, oh, but then they just got right up in our business. And a smile creeps across his face. Perfect. And all of a sudden, all of the creatures except for this one. Oh wait, I need to put on my little pointer thing.
Except okay. for
the,
which one?
This one right here.
The very top fogger.
Yep.
It's 2 plus my level, so that was -8.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Cool. Sorry, just had to throw that
in. Thanks.
Good.
Not too bad.
So all except for the top boggart needs to make a fortitude save as their ears are being pelted with a cacophonous sound burst.
Oh, right.
And might I say it is a heightened sound burst.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you, Devin.
Okay. Gonna do the 3 boggarts first.
Okay.
So, 42, 25.
Pass.
16.
Fail.
18.
Fail.
Okay, ooh. And then I will do the Dragon Priest. Ooh, probably not going to do good at this one. Let's see, what is it? Plus that. 22.
That's a succeed.
That is a success. All right. Okay, so I'll... The 2 boggards on the bottom fail, and the Charaka Dragon Seer and the middle boggard there will take half damage.
Okay, so 19 full damage, so that's 9 half.
Okay.
And then the ones who took full damage are deafened for 1 round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Kind of like think it's... Like a grenade going off and you hear the ringing. Like,
yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, Kezzer, you haven't gone yet, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Kezzer, let's clean these guys up with Abadar's guidance.
Ah, guidance! That's my turn.
Alright.
It's a sick didgeridoo playing.
I know. I was like jamming out to it.
That was fucking sweet.
Awesome.
Kezzer, your turn.
Kezzer does not like being surrounded. And he is going to move back right in front of Elk.
Yikes. I'm right there.
It's okay, like, dude.
But it's okay because he whips around with a giant ball of lightning in his hand.
Ooh.
As a lightning bolt fires out and hits all but the top boggard.
Oh, my God.
Man. Reflex saves.
Okay.
I mean, Kezra was just
get on. Get those 4d12 out.
He was just on do like that.
What?
4d12? Holy crap.
4d12.
Excuse me?
Destroy them, Kezra.
You said reflex saves?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Fucking destroy them.
The one has to be good at reflex.
Ooh. Good start.
What you got? Max?
He'll let us know.
I see his smile.
Alright. Let me tell you the reflex saves. Okay. 24.
Pass.
15.
Fail.
24.
Pass.
22.
Just makes it.
Just makes it. And then the dragon priest got a...
The top bogger didn't get hit.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Oh, so that would have been for the dragon priest then. So, okay.
Does he get the same one? The same 22?
I'll roll it again. He gets a total of 25.
Okay, pass. Okay. So, full damage will be 27 damage.
Yeah. Fucking A.
That one got lit up.
They all got lit up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking damage.
Yeah.
You spread it out.
Sound burst and a nice electric lightning. AoE. Oh, yeah.
And the ones that are deafening.
This is why I like playing Magic Caster now. It's like I fireball and I do 3 damage to all of the fucking people in the room. Oh, yeah. Gathered up, that was like 180 points of damage.
So the two on the bottom that were already hit, that already took good damage from the sound burst, have died.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
You guys are fucking hammers. God damn.
That's awesome.
You just leveled the fucking playing field.
Yes.
Right. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, Benson is going to step around my good old buddy, Adelar, here.
Oh, thank you.
If I can. I do not have reach or anything like that, so I'm just gonna, I mean, I moved, I can do 2 swings at the little buddy in front of me right here.
Okay, you can go for the blocker.
Yep, first swing. Natural 2. Do me a favor, dice, and not be shit. Next roll.
Oh.
Natural 5.
Okay. I thought it was an at 1 for a
that
second.
That expression.
That was
his reaction. Was just...
Yeah, no, it's just... yeah, can I not turn. Do fucking anything? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you stood in front
of those
Adelar.
Days.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
You stood in front of Adelar.
Yeah, I'm in front of him. That's the important part. He gets my shield bonus.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Well, that is good. Alright, after Benson, it comes back to the top of the round for Elk.
Alright, he's going to take a move action. To move here so the guy doesn't get cover. And takes a shot at that man. Please don't suck this time. 15 on the die.
Oh, no sucking here.
All right.
And that is a 20... 30 total, actually.
Oh.
30 total? Yeah, that'll absolutely hit.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
And that is 2d6... Plus 5 plus. Where's my D8? There it is. Meagle of 10 points of damage. And he's just gonna shoot again.
Okay. Was this against the Bulger?
Well, that's a miss. But no, against the monkey creature.
Okay. Got it.
And the next one misses.
Next one misses.
It's
okay.
17.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Oh, yep.
Okay. The dragon priest raises his finger and points in the center of all of you and shoots a tiny red bead.
Oh,
yep. I don't know what this is.
Yep. As it comes hurling towards you all, a fireball explodes in the middle of all of you. I need you to make a reflex save.
And it would hit all of us?
Yeah, 20 feet.
Yeah, that's he big. Puts it right here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Brutal. Kessler's going to take some damage.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So is Benson.
Oh, gosh.
That is... rolling shit.
Fortitude.
Reflex.
Reflex, okay.
Come on.
Not great.
You wish it was fortitude.
Yes, I really wish it was.
Could I just muscle through the fireball?
No, I don't even think with that. I don't even think with that roll fortitude to save me.
Benson just flexes through it.
All right.
Gosh.
Oh, good. What'd you get?
21.
Fail.
Oh.
Yep.
Benson.
15.
As a critical fail.
Oh.
Wow.
Kessler.
13.
Critical fail.
Oh my gosh. No.
Adelar.
20.
Regular fail.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Man.
Medic!
This might hurt Kezra a lot. Kezra might be going down.
I know. I think Kezra's probably going down. Like, this is a big fireball.
Yep. All right.
Gosh.
Double damage.
I'm sure this fireball won't do 24 damage.
32 points of fire damage.
Yep, Kezra's down.
Dying two.
Wait, dying two?
Yeah,
for Kez.
Kezra is not down.
Oh,
wait, he's not?
Berserk!
Orc ferocity.
Orc ferocity.
Oh, yeah!
He can do it all!
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
He can do it all!
You just see him.
I'm sorry, how much?
It was...
32.
32, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For regular?
Mm-hmm. So crit fail.
So 64?
I'm still up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my god!
Damn, that was a hell of a fireball.
Yep.
Too many people to heal.
Seriously, hell of a fireball.
Yep. I rolled pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 66, so it was up there on the.
But that is really good.
That's very
almost
good.
Max. Almost. Yeah.
No, that was one of Krieg's fucking fireballs. Yeah. Krieg has some very good fireballs.
The
up
Orc
there.
Ferocity feat says your wound condition only goes to one, so I don't get two wounds.
Oh,
nice.
Says you stay at one hit point, and your wounded condition goes to one.
Wow.
Woo!
Damn.
Okay. All right. Bunch of club strikes there on you, Benson. Okay.
Oh no!
Oh gosh,
I'm probably going down here.
He can handle this.
I have 24 hit points.
25 to hit.
Misses.
Oh, okay.
Shield,
Yep, I raise my shield. It misses.
All right. After that, it comes to 23, which is a miss.
Yep.
And then a 17 on the last one.
Misses.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Next Boggart.
I'm still there, man. I'm still there to fight.
28.
That is.
7 points of damage.
Negated completely.
The shield just kind of...
That shield's taking a beating, but you are not.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Fuck. Okay, that's fair.
What's the total?
Oh, 30.
Yeah. That's I mean, if he was just rolling, that's not a crit, but
that's
it's that 20, so it's a crit.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Where am I? Normal damage, but the crit effect is that you are stunned to 2.
Oh, that's God. Rough.
I can't do shit.
I would say probably take the regular damage though is better than being doubled.
So 7.
Okay. Which, I'm still up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And negated, right? Because the shield?
I can only do that once a turn.
Oh, once a turn. Got it.
And then the last attack missed. Okay. Total whip on the last one there.
I'm at 17.
Adar, heal him.
No kidding.
After there, it comes to Adalar, yeah.
All right. With one action... Adalar is going to reach out with his healer's gloves. Because I believe I used the healer gloves on you yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
At least a day ago.
Yeah. So I reach out with the healer gloves and got some healing coming your way.
Did you pick those up or did you buy them?
We found them.
Oh, you found them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they were in Roldar's.
I got you.
For some reason, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So 16 points of healing.
Very appreciated.
I know. 2d6 plus 7. And then, so literally one hand is reaching out to Benson, and the other hand reaches back to Kezra. He's like, Avatar, please help us.
That was 16, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kezra is about to get boosted.
He needs it. How long does Orc Ferocity last?
It's a reaction I can use once per day, which keeps me from dying. Yeah. I stay at one hit point and I gain a wound.
Okay.
So it's just a one reaction I have once per day.
Okay, so it's not like next turn you fall over.
No. I just have one health.
Go.
And I'm up. And I'm wounded.
Yeah.
And 33 points of healing for old Kez.
Beautiful.
Dr. Brick, he might be be able to heal pretty good, but just reaching out your hand is pretty nice. Healing at range.
girls, you're both pretty.
Dr. Brick can also beat the shit out of people.
Dr. Brick's a bad motherfucker.
Dr. Brick will punch.
There's no Dr. Brick here, but there is Kezra.
Kezra.
All right, Kezra's feeling better.
Light him up.
Fireball.
I'm going to get farther away from Elk.
I don't like him.
That attracts too much attention.
Yeah, that'll work. Kezra will move over to there.
Lightning.
And another lightning bolt.
Yeah!
Yes.
Burn him up.
Alright.
Got them third level spells. Go ahead and roll me some reflex.
12.
Oh,
that's a crit fail.
Crit fail.
That
it has
is
to be.
Exactly a crit fail.
Yes!
Wow.
Was that the,
No, that was the bugger. Damn it.
11 on the first die.
Oh, yeah.
12 on the second die.
Boom!
Big damage!
11
on the second die. You can't stop this motherfucker!
Oh, my God.
And a 9.
Oh, my God.
Kenta's gonna destroy the fucking world!
Okay, so that is a 34 plus 9, so 43.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. Alright, alright.
That one is dead.
That one is absolutely dead.
Oh,
he was at max. He had not been hit yet.
He exploded.
Oh, my gosh.
The next one, another 12. So he was down
another crit.
Another crit.
Exploded.
He only had 13 left. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I need to see how well the priest does.
Priest is fucked.
I mean,
how's his health?
It's all right. Reflex.
After two of this shit.
91.
Oh my god. 86 damage across the board. Oh my god.
That
11, 12, 11, and 9.
That is easily one of the highest fucking damage spells I've ever fucking seen.
Kendra's a fucking beast!
That's 249 damage.
So it was 86 points of damage to the priest.
Yeah.
He had 58 left.
Wow.
He dies.
He was like, I'm going to exploded.
I just gotta be a wall, son, and then you guys do everything. Man.
Yeah, I did not expect to get 86 points of lightning damage.
Jesus. I just imagine like an actual like visage of a dragon like comes out of Kezra. Just
yeah, you guys turn around and Kezra is covered in blue scales, just like crackling lightning as these things just
hear
fizzle.
And Benson has just been crit. He's sitting there holding his shield up, like defending Adelar, and all of a sudden
straight Thor out of Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Holy shit.
You just hear like a thunder.
What a fucking god.
I don't think I've ever done that much damage on a single attack.
I don't think so either.
No.
Ride this high right now.
I play 5e. That hasn't happened yet.
No. So.
Well, maybe.
But. So. You see the charred, electrified bodies of the four boggards and the one Chowrika dressed in dragon priest robes.
Wow.
Not anymore.
My fucking boy.
What do you do?
Check them out.
It's time to go to Loot Town. About time we got some spoils.
Yep.
Benson just falls back on his ass because, again, he's been stunned. And he's just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Benson is hurting.
He doesn't even really realize what happened. He just knows that there was just this fucking storm of lightning.
Yeah. And lightning just came out. But
he thinks he knows where it came from, but he's just
stunned. He's like, what the hell?
Is that one of your new spells?
The only time I've used... I got it... it was a third level spell. I got it last level when I turned 5. And the only time I ever used it was to impress the elves at Acrobel.
Oh, right.
I just shot it in the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. Since.
Well, a cool story.
Yeah, Adelar turns to Kezra and is like,
well, it seems that lightning bolt you demonstrated is more than just a parlor trick.
Yes, indeed. I should use the power of the dragons more often.
Agreed.
Okay. And Benson is just reaching up, trying to grab Adelar, because I could use some healing. But it's just like, trying to figure out where he is, because, again, he's been stunned.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I think
right.
We all need healing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yes, sir. Let's tend to your wound, son. Kesra, you get the loot.
Already on it.
Actually, how much is everyone down? Because I might want to...
32.
I'm, just over half health down.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, that fireball kind of wrecked.
I'm at 34 of 93.
I'm at 34 health, too.
Nice. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and I'll do a burst, a three-action burst.
Well, you rolled that. Kesra, you're checking out the body.
Yes, indeed.
You find the... So they had the clubs and then their typical gross leather armor. The charmer called Dragon Priest, on the other hand, its leather armor looked better. However, the longsword that it had on its side looks magical.
Ooh. Well, hold that thought, because y'all got 12 points of healing.
Okay.
And I think maybe at this point I'll just start tending to people's wounds, so I'll just make medicine checks.
Got it.
So I'm going to... Is the... leather armor magical or just...
No.
It's just not in a shitty condition.
Right.
Oh, I thought you said the leather armor was magical.
No, the leather armor looks nice, but the longsword looks just
nice. I'll take it.
18 on the longsword?
18. Looking at the runes you have in some of your weapons, it looks to be a +1 striking longsword that he had.
Okay. That sells for good.
Another 12. We'll take that on his person for now.
Yeah, go ahead and put that on your sheet.
Just down 8.
You're doing medicine, right?
Yes. Cool. Benson, a 25 for you.
25 hit points?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
Man. Kesra's like... He's pumped up. He's pretty happy that he just fried the shit out of these dudes.
Yeah, seriously.
Bug zapper.
As I said, like, that much damage, they just explode.
Yeah.
Like, they just pop.
Yeah.
But, like, on the other hand, he's like,
those Gripply told us there would be a lot more of them, especially as we head farther south. And that priest really packed a wallop.
Yes, he did.
That's viable.
We just can't afford to let them sneak up on us like this again.
Yes.
Kesra, back in the Citadel when we were clearing it out, I'm not going to lie, I felt like I was as if me and Elkwood were escorting you and Adelar just through everything, but I owe you an apology. You are fucking impressive.
Thank you, my friend. I owe it all to my bloodline.
Did you hear me?
You good, Tim?
Yeah. 22 for Kesra.
Okay. Cool.
What happens if you crit succeed on the heal check, the DC 20 heal check?
Double that.
It's 2d4 plus... Or 48, sorry. Okay. 48 plus 10.
Okay, cool.
Pretty sure it doesn't double the...
And Adelar's back up to full.
Yeah. Nice.
Anywho, these guys, when they approached you, they spoke in Draconic, so Kesra was the only one who would have heard this. But
Not just Kesra.
Sorry, Kesra and Adelar.
Thank you.
You both would have heard it.
Adelar, my pupil.
Yes.
But you realize that they came from the direction that you were, and they mentioned that that you had destroyed the pillars.
Oh.
I did notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they've been tailing us, probably.
Perhaps this is the building group.
That's not a terrible idea.
They check their bodies for calloused hands.
And do they have building tools on them?
Are they woodworkers?
They actually don't have any building tools. Okay. This looks like a hunting scout party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're probably just checking too. They're looking
right.
What do you think? We should start going back.
No, I think we're getting to them.
Mm. Yes, we're hot on the trail.
Yeah.
So let's press forward then.
Yes.
And he looks at Kesra. You and I are pillar slayers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh,
So we're going to continue on.
Yep. You
continue on. Goes into the afternoon, and eventually you come upon quite the scene.
Oh, no.
Fire. Let me gosh.
Pull you over to the new...
New map.
Map.
New map. It's a little scary.
I'm terrified.
I'm not.
You should be.
We've got Kezra. We can fight gods.
Until those gods fight back.
Oh,
God. Oh, well, it's black screen.
I'm not seeing nothing.
Oh, you don't see anything?
Oh, wait, I probably have to zoom out.
I zoomed out, nothing.
What the fuck, roll 20?
Yeah, roll 20 is such a great
story. So, this is an interesting map.
Yeah, I do like oh, wait, there it is. Okay. There it is.
I like
oh,
that.
Oh, hi.
Oh, that's a little more than we needed to see.
Hi.
What are you talking about, Tim?
Nothing. Nothing. I didn't see anything. Close your eyes, everyone.
No, I'm not closing shit.
So there's a lot going on in this place.
Yep.
I'm looking at a black square.
I look at a black square.
Let me reload roll 20.
Okay.
I see a lot.
Yeah, there's as you said, quite a bit.
Yeah. See. See what I'm doing? Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's something. It's loading.
Oh, that's a okay.
There is a lot happening okay. here in this place.
Oh boy.
Let me cover up one bit in particular. So. As you come up, you see what looks to be just a giant crevice.
Hmm. I think you mean a crevasse.
Shut up, Tim.
What the fuck ever,
Tim? Looks more like a quarry to me.
Yeah, I was thinking like a rock quarry.
And as this place covering up the part that...
Come on, man.
I really want you to see.
Come on.
That's a hell of a quarry.
But this quarry... Thank you, Kelly. It's a good word.
Get your geological references right.
Fucking nerd.
I mean, it does open into the earth like a crevice. Anyway.
Geographical.
Shut up.
Geomorphological. Geomorphology is a study of the earth and how it changes over time.
Thanks. Ooh, cool. I'm really cool. happy I know that.
You could also just say earth science like a normal person.
Yeah.
But geomorphology sounds cool.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You can put ology on the end of it. And exactly. Anything. It just sounds kind of... Yeah.
Pathfinderology.
Alcoholology.
A large pit has been dug into the ground at the center of this clearing, coating everything nearby with a yellowish mud. A rough camp has been assembled around this structure.
Hmm. Right.
Yellow mud.
Yellow mud.
Yellow mud.
No. We need to take some soil samples, stat.
Samples, yes.
Can hear.
Gosh darn it, John.
I didn't want anyone to hear that. So I set it into a microphone.
But we're all attuned. You hear what actually sounds like voices coming from around this place. The open area and everything like that, there's a bit of an echo.
You're right.
So you can hear voices.
Love you, Tim, by the way. All right.
And we are approaching from the north.
You're
northwest?
Approaching west.
Right.
Where B1 is.
B1.
B1. All right.
B1.
Very large map.
Also, this is a very large map.
It's very,
very, very large map.
Okay, so.
Where do you guys want to go first? There is the quarry there in the center.
I mean, I feel
you
like
you guys can go up. You see what looks to be sort of a like a cage-like structure. There's a giant mound over on the other side of the quarry that it looks like where all the dirt is. There's a little hut on the other side as well. There's a bunch of stuff going on. Tell me where you want
to
go.
I think Benson wants to look in.
He's charging headfirst into the quarry.
I just want to know what's in the quarry.
There he goes.
Wait. We stopped you. Jesus Christ.
He's like, looking for these towers.
You're not Leroy Jenkins in this thing.
Kezra just stopped Benson.
I just go on.
I want people to think about that. I was just looking into a hole, for fuck's sake.
Kezra's beefy boy.
Yeah, Kezra isn't a small...
Okay, they stopped me. They stopped me.
All right, they stopped you.
Wait, you fool. Before we leave the tree line, you don't want to just... alert everyone to what our location is.
Yeah, seriously.
Can I make a perception check?
Saw what that priest did to us back there.
You may make a perception check around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty... That's not terrible. That's not it.
Oh, man.
dice landed on my computer. It was an 18.
23.
16. 21.
Not worth mentioning.
Okay. you can hear that the voices that you had heard before, you can tell that they're coming from within the quarry. So you can hear that there are people down there.
What, you're not curious?
Would we rather Invisible Elk go look, or clanky-ass Benson?
Fine.
Clunk, fucking clunk, 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 clunk.
Send him again. Yeah, I'm happy to just be the fucking one you send in when you need somebody to get a hit.
I mean, what good is it to have a ranger who could be quiet and just be resourceful okay, if we don't use him?
You're gonna slap some invisibility on me?
I mean, if you really want to go, Benson, we can take the time and remove your armor.
It'll take like 10 minutes, but yeah. That's what you want to do.
Okay. So I'm invisible, I'm assuming?
You're invisible.
Beautiful. He is going to stealth up, I guess, closer to the top of the quarry?
Alright, so you're just going to come up to the edge?
Sort of close to the edge.
Sort of close to the edge.
Yeah, he's being cautious.
Okay. So you're going up, and as you get to the edge of it, you can see that it sort of spirals down and down. And you go up and you look in.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm measuring something.
Mm-hmm.
Secret measuring. Secret measuring.
Oh, boy.
Secret measure. Secret measure. In the quarry. Secret measure.
Hey, you know, I dodged taxes in X country. I secretly measured something. You just gotta secretly measure. Welcome to the Secretly Measuring Podcast. Hey, I dodged the draft because I secretly measured the border to Canada.
No, it makes no fucking sense. What are you talking about? It's just fucking funny.
As you look up and over into what you now see as a gold mine.
What? Oh, right.
Gold. The walls of this strip mine sink deep into the earth.
That's cool.
The exposed earth is yellowish and heavy, soaked through with water from the sluices of the jungle rain. To the north of the sunken area is a large pond of muddy water, while 15 feet south of the pond looms a dragon-headed pillar.
Oh, whale crap. Oh, snap. That's why Jake's like, I need to secretly measure something.
I need to just secretly measure the how much you were going to fucking die, you bitches.
How far am I ahead?
Right now, it doesn't exactly have a line of sight of you because you are just over a cliff. However, you know if you go down if you start walking down around the spiral, it will absolutely be able to see you.
Right. That's it. If I look down, you said? So could I look down and see
like
people? Yeah. Oh, that is right there. All right.
Yep.
Cool.
So you look down, and yeah, you see some small creatures that are a ways down there. As you're looking, you see that there's a few different races. One of them, it looks like you see a bunch of kobolds.
Oh, boy. Kobolds.
Kobolds, a little
Pippin's Arfs!
My favorite.
We just got to get them to worship Kezra. I mean, it should be easy.
I'm a real dragon.
How many more lightning bolts you got in here?
Just one.
It'll be totally worth it to use it to impress a bunch of slaves. Just saying.
Those poor kobolds.
Or if you could cast Featherfall on Benson and you could jump down and do a fucking Randy Orton on this whole pillar.
is this dragon pillar look to be like the same size as the others?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then same style. What's the head color?
Ah, the head color. That is a good question.
Because they're all different.
They are all different.
It's a summer sunset orange.
Actually, it looks to be violet.
Yeah, I was about to say it's purple. Yep. Purplish.
Purpley.
Different than the indigo one?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the kobolds...
You know they're different colors, right?
Yes, of course I do. They have different names.
Okay.
Simple logic.
Why do you ask them? Whatever.
Yeah, Jake. Why are you so stupid? This one was purple, and this one's a slightly different purple. Obviously, I knew. Jesus. How dare you?
Okay, so this one?
What?
Color. So it's purple, and are the kobolds, like, just... Like, could I see from here if their eyes are, like, glowing?
Or something? No. They, from what you can see, as you're looking at all of these kobolds and their, and, like, when they're working, they, I don't know what Tim's laughing at, but he's dying about it.
Well, I googled indigo and violet, and they're very similar. I know they're not the same, but they're very similar. And I'm like, I just imagine Elkwood coming back, and he's like, the totem, like the dragon pillar, its head was violet. Oh, you mean purple? No, not like the one that was indigo, violet.
They're not the same.
I want you guys to get into a fight about the...
Also, you had me outside of audio just staring at Tim, and every time he looked up, I had two middle fingers up going,
flipping them off.
Purple, just middle fingering.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my fault, too. Sorry, teacher.
Okay.
Sorry, teacher.
Anyway.
So, kobolds.
You see kobolds? They, no, their eyes do not glow.
Are they whistling? Oh, I'm sure they're happy working.
No, they're really not.
Okay. They're whistling the Andy Griffith theme song.
They probably would.
Is that a metaphor of the slavery of capitalism?
Yeah.
I just like Andy Griffith.
No. That's what I'm making that now.
Can dragons, can dragon-snouted creatures whistle?
That's a great question.
That's a really good question.
Everyone write in.
Can a snouted creature whistle?
They just gotta, like...
I'm gonna get a dog, try to teach it to whistle, see if I can get him to do it. Are you Googling this, Tim?
Can a dragon whistle? Has anybody heard a dragon whistle? Clearly, clearly a dragon has the magical prowess to move its lips in the way that it could whistle. The fact that you're questioning that means that you don't understand how dragons work.
If a dragon casts a spell using verbal components, then it
can whistle. Yeah, and one of them was whistle.
Yeah.
The thing I will say is that horses, they have very, like, malleable lips. So I feel like a horse, in the same way, could whistle because they could move their lips in that. Yeah. So, but, I don't know.
Yeah. Are we done talking about stupid shit?
No, not really.
I prefer it.
I'm just stalling because I know you guys are going to ruin this whole chapter of this adventure.
So, I mean, okay, so from here, he's going to go back to Kezrel and all these people. All the peoples. But he's like, did I say how many kobolds there were? Just a lot?
A lot, yeah. Yep.
There's quite a few kobolds down there, as well as another tower. This one is more violet.
So it's purple.
It's violet. I said violet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not indigo.
It's not indigo. It's violet.
We're such assholes.
Yes. But yes, there's several kobolds, but they don't seem to be affected like the mind-controlled one from earlier.
So it's a different game.
Yes. And it is down there. I'm not sure on the range of it, but I'm fairly certain if you start walking down, it could you will suffer consequences.
Mm.
But there are also a lot of kobolds, so perhaps, Kezra, you can wow them and have them join our side.
I mean, of course I can.
Well, I mean, we could also say this one is in a hole. If it didn't affect you, Elkwood.
Only at the cliffside.
Maybe we can circumvent this one. Come back for later.
I'm with Benson on that one.
I agree. If there are enemies about, it'd be best to try to take them on outside of the quarry.
Yes, I don't see any Charakar or Boggart, but I see a couple of huts over there. Perhaps
I don't suppose either one of you could fill in a quarry.
Adalar pulls out his wand of water.
Just give me time.
Just give me.
It's like filling up
4 years.
It's like filling up a pool with a garden hose.
Yeah.
I'll come back in a week.
But I think there's value in noting that this is here and coming back.
Oh, yeah, and also the bringing up the fact that that might be important to add a bar. There's gold down there.
Wait.
He just goes sprinting and just jumps straight in.
Did you say gold mine?
It is a gold mine.
He jumps in. It's a fucking hero landing and just pulls out two wands. He's going to take on the entire quarry.
Oh, give me your gold, bitches. It is a gold mine filled with kobolds who will worship me. I will be making my leave from the party today.
Yes. I would like to point out there that I now only envision Adelar as anime Adelar that jumps into giant danger and like destroys everything.
Yes. Yes. So he also makes that effect, but he's, I mean, there's not much else that was in that quarry besides, yeah, like, because we haven't even investigated like B6.
Yeah, we don't know that's down there.
Huh. That looks like a, from here, it looks like a prison pit.
I mean, you have 10 minutes of invisibility. Yeah, if you so, continue to scout yeah. around.
So, yeah, he will go around the creep along the tree line and keep going down to look at B6.
And B6 is what looks to be some sort of giant fire pit and a covered over pit of some sort.
Ah, yes.
That. Fiery pit and a pit with a bamboo covering over it.
Yeah.
And I know that is not the best explanation, but genuinely, that's what it looks like.
A pair of huge-sized pits right next to each other. One on fire, one covered with bamboo.
Yeah they're about 15 by 20.
So one is clearly like a
I'm thinking
like
prison.
A cage pit, and the other is probably just like a compost pit. Probably just caught on fire. Compost pit.
Like, I'm assuming that's what has the fire going in, like the smoke.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
As you walk up, there is an enormous bonfire.
Sweet.
Huge coals are just scorched. Embers burning red, orange, hot.
Uh-huh.
Just on the other side of it, you can barely see through the smoke. There are three Charaka on the other side.
Okay.
They have gigantic cleavers in their hands, and they look to be cutting up game.
Hmm.
Some of them are human.
Oh, ah, gosh. Wonderful.
I'll see you guys next time.
And there we go. Jeez.